Later today, we get the latest ECB decision. The overwhelming expectation heading in is that the central bank will go ahead with a fifth consecutive rate cut and cut rates another 25 basis points, bringing the policy rate to 2.75%. And in total, the market is now looking for 100 basis points of rate cuts from the ECB in 2025. The big focus at the central bank has been on falling inflation and slower growth, both of which would clearly justify the more dovish-leaning ECB policy. At the same time, when breaking it down, inflation has shown some signs of wanting to push back up, while core inflation metrics remain on the elevated side, something that could keep Lagarde and company from wanting to get overly dovish going forward. Of course, the central bank has added reason to be more cautious with policy given the new U.S. administration and trade policies that could further hamper Eurozone growth. In the end, we don't expect too many waves from the event risk, and we'll be looking for the ECB to deliver the rate cut along with a dovish outlook that isn't overly dovish, stressing the need for slow and steady easing. Technically speaking, we have been seeing signs of the euro wanting to put in a meaningful bottom after trading down towards parity. There is plenty of demand building up towards 103, with an acceleration of demand expected on a break back above the recent high at 105.35. That's all for now.